Srila Prabhupada, you are a spotless Paramahamsa. You are completely devoid of mundane lust, greed, anger, envy, attachment, illusion, or any other bad quality. You are always absorbed in service to Krishna without any desire for personal gain or enjoyment. Krishna empowered you to spread his glories everywhere, as you abundantly demonstrated. You know how to do so. Your plans, your programs are perfect, for they are directly given by Krishna. You sacrificed everything to bring us Krishna. I bow down at your lotus feet. Recently, on an early morning japa walk in an American suburb, I imagined a group of people approaching and gradually becoming visible, getting closer with a regular click, click of a cane being touched to the ground. Eventually, I see Srila Prabhupada on a morning walk with a group of associates. What would I do? What would I say? Could I tell Srila Prabhupada, "Now we realize that your plans were impractical. We invented some new, improved ways to preach. Your purports are too heavy, so we changed them. People can't understand your book, so we wrote some better books and promote them instead. I know what I want to do. I'm going to fall at your lotus feet, Srila Prabhupada, and beg. Even though I'm more obnoxious than a worm in stool, I crave your mercy to execute your orders to be a humble servant, a humble assistant in trying to fulfill your plans. I have no other plan. Please accept me and guide me." Srila Prabhupada, I'm trying to be your disciple and do what a disciple should do. I'm sure that my highest benefit lies in allowing my life to be molded by your instructions. I have taken this heavy responsibility of guiding others simply on the basis of telling them to do as you say, telling them, it works for me, it will work for you, it can work for everyone. Live it and share it, pass it on. Krishna consciousness is real. You are real. You have made my life real. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada, for your gifts. May I be worthy of the mercy you have given me. I am still struggling, yet I aspire to be known as your servant and to join your retinue. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada. Thank you. One of your many grateful disciples, Bhakti Vikasa Swami.